Get ready to get your nerd on.
Kick the week off right with games, gadgets, and general geekery from the ladies of the Electric Sisterhood on the Eshcast.
On Tuesday, the J-pop and alternative hotspot hits your eardrums on No Borders, No Race.
Geek Aggro is coming at you on Wednesdays to fill what's left of your cerebral cortex with the hottest beats to get you on your feet.
Then you have me, Phil the Issues Guy, with the Live Issues program's post-episode recaps on live right after your favorite shows and taking all of your questions.
It's going down each week, only in the land of Ash. Nerdcore at its finest.
And now, the Boston Bass Brigade, Electric Sisterhood, and All Mystery Inc. proudly present No Borders, No Race, The World.
Konnichiwa, my bastards and wenches, and welcome to another episode of No Borders, No Race. I am your king, baby, not Kevin Borgo. We are less than a month away from Anime Boston, and the guest list this year looks really good. We've, of course, got Greg Ears returning, who has somewhat become the mayor of the convention, as well as Patrick Seitz and Monica Rial. But we've also got the Sergeant Frogman himself, Todd Habercorn, Mr. Lupin the Third, Tony Oliver, Eric Val, who played Trunks in DBZ and Yuki in Fruits Basket, Kill la Kill's Carrie Kearney, that's Lady Satsuki for those unfamiliar with her, as well as musicians Ali Project and Nano Ripe. So there's a lot of great guests that have been announced as of this recording. Now, if you want to get into this con at a cheaper rate than paying for it at the door, pre-registration is still happening until the end of this week, so don't miss out on what many of us in the New England area call the most fun anime convention in America. I'll be there, Wiki Anime will be there, 42's Anime Reviews will be there, Scarlet Rhapsody will be there. It's going to be so much fun. Great times all around. I cannot recommend it more than enough. With all that being said, let's get today's episode rolling. Remember, as always, if you like what you hear and want to support these artists, you can grab just about all these records on cdjapan.co.jp, amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the Vans official sites, and your local record store. Today, we're going to start the show off with some Noodles, one of the first bands I fell in love with from Japan, from their 2012 album Fun Time. This is RPM.
I just say goodbye. To you, I sent to my heart. I get someday. I get someday. I get someday. And you know what to say. Listen to me. Don't
然感心しないのね。男を口説いてその気にさせたら今度はそっぽは無理で、それではさよならお家に帰るわ。そしたら今度ねまた会う日まで、包んだり行かないフェンスは鉄壁かわしなし娘っ子は。
From their 2009 album Chronicle, that was Fuji Fabric with Monster. The group was busy last year with two new EPs released under the titles Boys and Girls. A live DVD promoting both EPs was also released just last week. There's a huge battle of words within the gaming journalism community over the recent release of Street Fighter V. After all the hype, gamers were treated to a release where a good chunk of the game was missing. In fact, if you were to attempt to enter some of the modes, you'll find yourself staring at a screen telling you that it's not available at the moment. Some have a date as to when it's to be released. Others are up in the air. And I feel ya, gamers. I was this close to buying the game myself when I found out about this news. Personally, and I know a lot of friends are gonna probably disagree with me on this, I think it's outrageous to be forced to pay for a game that's incomplete. $60 for a bare-bones experience just doesn't cut for me. Now, if Capcom had given players the option to buy Street Fighter V in parts, like $20 for the current version and then $40 for the rest of it, I actually would have been okay with it. That would have been a much better purchase model if you were to grab it as a digital title. I get that some people are rather chill about the release, as it helps to get the game in time for that upcoming EVO tournament. But, for the majority of casual gamers out there, I can see this as a good slap in the face to those who are both faithful and new to the franchise. Now, I know what you're probably thinking right now. Aren't I the same guy who praised Nintendo for its release schedule in regards to Splatoon? Well, here's the thing about Splatoon. Things were being added on a nearly weekly basis. Street Fighter V stuff won't be unleashed until months from now. And by then, there will probably be a good chunk of people who will have gotten bored with it and will be knee-deep into something else. There was always a reason to go back to Splatoon because there was always something new to experience, be it of the weapon kind, level additions, or even fresh game modes. If Capcom had a similar release schedule, I would be okay with the way it is, but it doesn't. By the time the newer game modes are added, odds are probably people will be neck deep into the new Doom or Mirror's Edge games. Hell, there's so many other titles being released at that time, it'll be very easy for them to drag the Street Fighter fans away from it and leave the game gathering dust. That's what I'm most concerned about. This is supposed to be a huge release, a big welcome back to the Street Fighter universe, but its overall presentation, I feel, is more like a mandatory party than an awesome raver. But you know what? I want to hear your thoughts on this matter. Are you pissed with how Capcom released Street Fighter V, or are you indifferent to it? Write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com and we'll read the best responses on the next episode. And now, let us return to this week's playlist. Here's a cut from the Nux's 2011 album Eraser, one of our picks for best album of that year. This little urban punk melody goes by the name of Razor Blade.
With no beliefs, you walk the town for the flunkies. teriyaki.
Then say.
Oh, mind if I smoke?
In a laboratory.
Lay it on us.
Hi. Good morning, kids.
まずはキッズレイ着席でプレイペン握ってノート開いて Today
企業のベルがオンザビー
Come on everybody Scoop up rock You don't stop これが俺らの教え方 Text なんてないスター言葉でタック Listen, listen, listen to the teacher Grammar
Take a notice でそれじゃゆっくり Open your mouthボキャブラリーを繰り出すまずざますことなくつなぐ words ここでの注意点イン踏むこと音に乗せリズミカルがモット言いたいことまとめ表現言葉遊びまたは言葉の冒険
次はこの授業時計を見ながら始めるでしょまずビートに合わせ体揺らす1分間乗って揺らしたかす今は BPM112 どんな生徒も割と乗りやすい、
yeah.
リズム半分でとってもいいけどこの曲の場合2倍は厳しい、
yeah.
頭から体動かす時間ダンサーただまずストレッチからエンブリッグ ワークアップブレイクまだ誰も見たこともないフレーズクレイジーなら8トレックスクージョン全部盗んで混ぜ合わせたフュージョン手取り足取り教えんなモリモリ読み真似でいいからまずムービン、
はい、ここでいいのか教えるグラフィティとは何か挟んでた情報すらすらと自慢のピースを書き溜めろそしてボンする場所決まってだ、スプレーはもちろんジャミヤ焦っても警察が切ってだ駆け足で逃げろマジハリアップ Come on
Chemistry
この演歌バイナーにコード10のダイヤ落とせかケミストリーマイ先生に注目 Ready for this だからちゃんとついてこいこんなレクチャー So this is how we do 究極にロック We turn it up 黒板の前でハニーカム君ら輪になるのはどんなクラスそうさここ School of Rock Science
次のテーマは機材どれ使いたいかは君次第 SDASRMPC アナログからネタ入れてうちに何か化学反応を起こしていくぜ自分の好きなとこで叩いてくれでも先生赤いしか持ってないから他の機材のことわからない
はいよく見てそう発祥は NYC のブロックパーティーでブランス出身のフリーキーなブレイキン決めるブランスボーイ
名前は
わかんないけどそっから日本そして各地世界に海を越えてく知識 R-E-S-P-E-C-T 国境を越えて増える友達 History
All you boys and girls Hip Hop のルーツはジャジャジャジャメイカから来たクールハーが繋げたブレイクビーツそして DJ と隣で盛り上げてるのはマイク持つマスターオブセレモニー
今隣にカンタガイフラムダイニーベスト10 BPMB フレッシュクラッシュ構成まだまだ大勢 FGMB STP まだまだいる EQ ラン
MMM リセス
いつもこんな感じ前に先生に注目 Ready for this だからちゃんとついてこいこんなレクチャー So this is how we do 究極にロック We turn it up 黒板の前でハニーカム君ら輪になるのはどんなクラスそうさここ School of Rock
Music Please
Teriyaki Boys with School of Rock from their 2005 album Beef or Chicken. While nothing has been released as of late from this supergroup, the original artists Rip Slime and M-Flow have been rather busy these last couple years with various new albums and singles, whereas the DJ Ningo has been on a fashion spree with his A Bathing Ape line of clothing, along with his collaborations with Pharrell and Uniqlo. The Tokyo Anime Award Festival recently revealed its 2016 Anime of the Year finalists, with the awards split between television and film. Each of the two have four nominees, with one of each being given a chance to walk away with their respective award. In television, the nominees are Mr. Osomatsu, You Lie in April, Shirobako, and One Punch Man. For film, there's Love Live! The School Idol Movie, The Boy and the Beast, Expelled from Paradise, and The Anthem of the Heart. Now, I'm going to do my best with what I know of the films, as I haven't had a chance to see any of them. But I gotta say, what a snub for Boruto Naruto the Movie. This was a film that perfectly closed out the Naruto story and opened up the tale for the next generation of heroes of the Hidden Leaf Village. We did a special podcast on this a while back, and I think I speak for a good chunk of the audience that walked out of the Brattle Theater when I say that it was an all-around perfect movie. And I haven't watched Naruto probably since it got into the filler aspect of the pre-Shippuden era, so it shows you how little I knew of what I was going to walk into, and even with that, I still loved the film immensely. But since it's not nominated, I guess I have to choose The Boy and the Beast because it's a host of the film. But I'll be seeing it in a few days, so here's hoping my thoughts don't change. I know, listeners, it's a very biased choice. I'm not going to hide that fact. As for television, all four of these series had gotten great reviews. You Lie in April had a beautiful story. Shirobako showcased the highs and lows of working in the anime industry that teetered between the fun and the scary. Mr. Osomatsu brought back some very popular characters from the 60s and revamped them for a modern time. And One Punch Man was just legendary. Okay, you know what I'm gonna pick, but let me just say this. I'm really surprised that Mr. Osomatsu is on this list. Although, I'm really loving the second half of this series, the first half really was hit or miss. Like I said in my review, a good chunk of the humor in the show is very Japanese, and if you haven't lived in Japan for a good amount of time, you probably won't get a lot of the humor. Which is why I'm happy the second half of the show took into consideration the worldwide distribution the series has via Crunchyroll, and factored in a lot more universal comedy back into the mix. But out of the four, the anime series of the year needs to go to One Punch Man. This show took the Western audience by storm and helped pave the way to creating more fans of the anime genre. It was hilarious, action-packed, well-written, and beautifully animated. Like I said on our Best of Anime podcast a few weeks back, One Punch Man wasn't just the best anime of 2015. It was the best fucking TV series, period. Nothing else I watched, live action or animated, compared to the wonderment of Saitama and Genos' adventures. So, One Punch Man for best show, Boy and the Beast for best film. Even though the latter is more of a technicality, as I've yet to see them all as of this recording. Now, do keep in mind, this is from a Westerner's perspective. I do understand that the Tokyo Anime Award Festival is voted by people who more than likely live in Japan, so it's going to be their opinion that matters most, which is why probably Mr. Osomatsu is on this list, because a lot more people in Japan will get Japanese humor compared to those who don't live there. But you know what? I want to hear from you listeners about this. Who deserves the win? Who got snubbed? Write to us at thebastards@bostonbashreggae.com, and as I said in a previous segment, we'll read the best responses on a future episode. Coming up, we've got the Cherry Cokes, whose self-titled release was one of our favorite albums of last year, from their 2012 record Black Revenge. This one is called Lumberjack Riot. know a Daft Punk song when you hear it. From their Human After All release, that was the prime time of your life. They are the subject of a new documentary called Daft Punk Unchained, which first aired on Showtime a few months back. These past few weeks, I have found myself in love with a great new manga comedy that you can find on both Crunchyroll Manga and in stores via Konnichiwa USA. I found myself stumbling upon this title while roaming my local Harrison's Comics in Salem, and I just couldn't resist jumping into it just from the premise alone. This manga is called Kiss Him, Not Me. Written and illustrated by Junko, Kiss Him, Not Me focuses on a student named Kae Serenuma, an overweight girl who is also a big-time fujoshi, or yaoi fanatic for those who don't know the lingo. And if you don't know what yaoi is, Google it. After her favorite anime character dies, she goes into a depression, and upon returning to high school, her fellow students discover her to be thin and beautiful. This also grabs the attention to the popular male students at the school, Yusuke, Nozomu, Hayato, and Asuma, as well as the androgynous girl Shima. However, in regards to the boys, Kae has zero interest in any of them, and instead, like the fujoshi that she is, would rather see the boys pair up with one another. Now, according to our pal 42 Believer, the writer of this manga, Junko, is very well known in the yaoi fandom, and Kiss Him, Not Me appears to be her first mainstream title, albeit using her talents towards making fun of the yaoi genre. And holy shit, this comic is a riot. I will honestly say that I haven't laughed this hard at a manga probably since Love Hina once upon a time ago. Yeah, that long. I've read plenty since that have made me chuckle, but this one has me humorously crying almost on every other page. Kae is adorable. The guys are always one step away from doing something hilariously stupid. And I love the charm that Shima has brought to the comic. Oh, and my favorite chapter so far involves Kai's father making an appearance, and the last few panels of that one are just simply priceless. Now, I bring up Kiss Him, Not Me, not just because it's an awesome manga and you should totally read it. I also brought it up because in the next issue, there is going to be an announcement regarding the series, and apparently it's something really big. I am really crossing my fingers that it's an anime announcement and that someone like JC Staff or Doga Koba will be animating it. This is one of those manga that's just way too good to not be given the animation treatment. And if you don't believe me, please give it a read on either Crunchyroll Manga or via your local comic book store. And for those of you who know what yaoi is and aren't fans of it, I think you might actually enjoy this manga even more so. So please, check out Kiss Him, Not Me, and look forward to hearing what this big news is that's going to be dropping within the next couple weeks. I am really hoping it's an anime and that they cast it very well. Alright folks, let's get back to this week's playlist. We're going to get some fist pumping going with a little Stance Punks from their 2006 album Bubblegum Viking, which is 7 out of 8. This song is called Dingo.
Dingo! 君は不自由で飛び切り自由な魂だった。インディゴブルーの空の下で通り過ぎてゆく太陽の季節。溶け出した記憶、乾いたこの目を閉じれば今まで見てきたもの、フラッシュバック流れ出したんだ。立ち入り禁止のあの危険な区域に忍び込むのさ、今夜出発しよう。ディンゴ、君は何でも知ってる。いつも笑いながら話してくれた。インディゴブルーの空を見ている。熱い太陽の季節、ありふれた真実に嫌気がさした俺たち、石ころのように足元に転がる罠。気の触れた街角に出すとわかるだろう。早く逃げるんだ、今夜出発しよう。
その明けをインディゴブルーの空の裏側へ二人でいつか確かめに行くんだ。
From their long out of print album Drop the Gun, that was 54 Nude Honeys with Sheep. It sucks that this one is now unavailable. A lot of good tracks on that one. The band broke up back in 2007 though, so it'd be a slim chance that we'd see a re-release of it in any way, shape, or form. Now, normally, I'm not one to talk about gaming rumors after that fuck-up a couple years ago with my piece on a new Nintendo console, but this one really got my attention. According to a German online retailer known as World of Games, Electronic Arts' upcoming Battlefield 5 will be released in October with developer DICE working on it again. What's more, it's going to be based in World War I. Now, I think I speak for everyone when I say thank fucking God. I'm personally getting sick and tired of all these futuristic shooters that Battlefield, Call of Duty, and all these other games that get away from the realism of war and battle. I want more experiences like the recent Sniper Elite series, or, since we're talking about this specifically, Battlefield 1942. I like my war games more on a historical level than these what-if scenarios. Although I will say that Spec Ops The Line, which does take place in the near future, is a prime example of how to do a modern shooter. But man, I think the current generation of gamers is missing out on both the educational and the excitement of the Great War. Although, I'm speaking more of a fictitious perspective. I'm pretty sure experiencing World War I in reality would have been hell, and if there were still any living individuals that actually battled in those trenches, they would most certainly tell you the exact same thing. So, once again, these fingers of mine are crossed that Battlefield 5 will look more into the past rather than the future, and bring back the franchise to the glory days after the disasters known as Battlefield 4 and Battlefield Hardline. Also, DICE, please do me a huge favor. Don't sell us half a game like you did with Star Wars Battlefront and expect us to pay another $50 to check out the whole fucking thing. Seriously, do not pull that shit on me or you're not going to get a sale. Alright, let's get back to some more music. Here's a song that I'm sure a lot of you can relate to. From his 1992 album, Bone Machine, here is the mythical legend known as Tom Waits with I Don't Wanna Grow Up.
Big old tomb on grass. Ooh, when I see the fire.
The Cro-Magnons with Mada Mada from their 2008 album Fire Age. Last year they unleashed their ninth album Jungle 9, so be sure to give that a whirl as well. Well, that about wraps up this week's episode of No Borders or Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Basher Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, if you're in a band and want to be featured on the show, or if you have any questions for our friend Sawa Sensei for her Nazu Nazu Nyongo segment, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbashbrigade.com. You can find me on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com, on Twitter at king_baby_duck, on Twitch at Omnistry Inc., and on Anime Amino at KingBabyDuckESH. Like us on Facebook.com/BostonBashBrigade and on Facebook.com/LandOfEsh. And don't forget about all the other sites under the Land of Esh, including The Electric Sisterhood, Phil's Recap and Review, Smashed Rook, The Structure Network, and Nerd Crave. Next week's podcast will be our annual South by Southwest Festival special, featuring many talented artists from Japan, Asia, and the local Boston area. If you're going to the South by Southwest Festival this year, then you can think of this episode as a must-listen-to guide to checking out some pretty awesome musicians. So, don't you dare miss out on it. Today, we're going to end a track from those Kawaii Metal Queens, Baby Metal, whose new album, Metal Resistance, will be hitting stores everywhere on April 1st. If you haven't checked out their new song, Karate, do yourself a favor and listen to it. It is fucking badass. Now, this particular song we're going to play comes from a split single release they did with Kiba of Akiba, and it's a cover of one of their tracks. It's called Kimi to Anime ga Mitai, Answer for Animation with You. And until next time, this is King Baby Duck, reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard, but it sure helps.
Sorry. Hey guys, this is Evan Borgo from the Electric Sisterhood and host of the No Borders, No Race podcast. What you hear each week on our show is but a mere taste of what you can expect from these talented artists from Japan, America, Europe, and the rest of the world. So if you enjoyed something from this week's selections, go to cdjapan.co.jp, amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, or your local record store to help give these artists your support. We always give our readers and listeners the links to the albums from the respective songs we've spun. So if something resonated with you, give that album name a click and get that record in your possession. Who knows? That one album purchase may help to bring your favorite J-pop artist one step closer to your town. So until next time, keep your volume dimed out and remember to spread the Japanese music revolution wherever your roads take you.